The legacy years. Somewhere along the way, society has sold us a story that life after 40 is about winding down, that our most ambitious years are behind us, that the future is about maintaining, not building. That story is wrong. And that is why I've put together the Midlife on Your Terms audio summit. It's completely free and it's not too late to join in. Go to theleaptolead.com/summit. Because in reality, midlife, it's a turning point. It is not an end point. It's a season of opportunity, clarity, of purpose. It's far from being the end. It can be the beginning of your legacy years. The chapter where you build wealth, where you build meaning, where you do it on your terms. By the time you've reached your 40s and beyond, you've already lived, learned, stretched, survived. You've navigated careers, raising families, supporting others, and you've faced your share of tough decisions. That experience, that's your capital. It's invaluable. Inside the summit, Trisha challenges us to apply our wisdom in a way that improves the world around us. And she gives us a really great framework, cultural intelligence framework, to help us do just that. Because midlife, it's the point where you start asking different questions. And trust me when I say, these questions are not a sign of crisis. They're a sign of you being conscious that the stage of you're in life is shifting. You're asking yourself, what am I leaving behind? How do I want to be remembered? What kind of impact do I want to make with my time, with my voice, with my money? Inside the summit, Amel helps us work through that question. What do I want to be known for? It's a really hard question to answer. And so she gives us steps to work through to be able to answer that, whether you're in a leadership role or running your own business or volunteering. You need to be able to answer that question, what do I want to be known for? But let's get really honest. Wealth in midlife is more about income and savings. It's about freedom. It's about choices. It's about peace of mind, the ability to support what matters to you. Of course, building financial wealth still matters. It's the fuel that gives you options. It enables you to invest in your own business, support your family with confidence, fund causes that you care about, or build a retirement that's both rich in security and joy. But for women, and especially for women, wealth is power. It's agency. It's a tool for reshaping the world around us for the better. And Dr. Carrie Odeman, inside the summit, she really challenges us. Women in midlife need to be engaging in the geopolitical landscape. We can make a difference. And she helps us think about how we could do that. The idea that your best work behind you is a myth. In fact, research is consistently showing that many entrepreneurs and leaders hit their stride in their 40s, 50s, and beyond. Why? Because midlife brings the mix of emotional intelligence, life perspective, and drive for meaning, not just achievement. That's why Sarah Black, inside the summit, she's really challenging us to engage with AI. Women in midlife, we are the largest demographic on earth. And if we don't engage in AI, we are running the risk that these tools are going to be shaped without our voice. Midlife gives us the opportunity to really think about our drive, that drive for meaning, because we feel called to launch the business that aligns with our values, challenge the careers that we're in. Are they serving our purpose? We mentor others and we create communities. You don't need to slow down. You just need to realign to build around what matters to you most. Legacy isn't just what you leave after you've gone, it's how you're living today. The relationships you nurture, the work that you choose, the voice that you use, the courage you show, the boundaries you set, and the health that you build for yourself. Inside the Summit, Whit Nixon shares why intermittent fasting could provide you with the health answer you're looking for. I had no idea the healing properties of intermittent fasting. Because legacy is about how you spend your time, your money, and your energy. It's in saying, I'm no longer available for the things that don't serve me. Midlife is your permission to dream bigger, not smaller. And that's why I chose my topic, You're Too Smart to Play Small. I'm helping you realign your life after 40. I really do encourage you to choose into the Summit. I have curated speakers and topics that specifically challenge us in midlife to reflect and potentially change our thinking. In the meantime, here are a few ways to start stepping into your legacy years with clarity and confidence. Start by defining your values. What do you care most about right now? And let that guide your decisions. Set goals for yourself, wealth goals that reflect your life stage. Maybe it is starting a business. Maybe it's paying off debt, investing, or creating a new income stream. Invest in yourself, whether it's coaching, learning a new skill, hiring support, you are your greatest asset. Invest in yourself. Align your work with purpose. If your current career or business is not lighting you up, then maybe you need to shift, pivot. And think long term, build with intention. What you're doing now, it can outlive you. Midlife is not the end of growth. It is the beginning of depth. It's the start of your next chapter where you are writing the story of what you want to be known for. You don't need to play small. You do not need to disappear. You have everything you need. Experience, wisdom, and clarity. This is your time. Your legacy years are here now, and they are the most powerful years of your life. If you want to join in the Summit, it is not too late. Go to theleaptolead.com/summit, and I'll put that link in the show notes.